Welcome to the Social Networker podcast. I'm your host, Amy Purser, and this podcast is for you if you're looking to join the dots on all your marketing, across your business, and into your health and well-being. This is absolutely the place to be to join up your content and get the most out of it. It's for all entrepreneurs and business owners. Hi folks, it's Amy here from the Social Networker. And I'm going to talk to you about broadcasting versus narrowcasting. Now, this is quite an old concept. It was used when I was at university a long time ago. I studied broadcasting studies, and our tutors were at that time talking about how we used to have broadcasting, and actually on the advent of things like satellite TV, which were, you know, the biggest thing in the last 20 years at that point, to change the way we spoke to audiences, that meant that this term narrowcasting was becoming more and more prevalent. Now, narrowcasting really means that you're reaching a specific targeted audience rather than the general public and everybody, which is what we used to do with broadcasting. Now, you can argue that you can still do that through broadcasting on platforms like terrestrial TV, which still defines the five main TV channels within the UK, and radio, national radio campaigns would be broadcasting. However, as the advent of the internet came along, narrowcasting is actually kind of what we do all the time now, and that is the power of the... Ooh, I wobbled. Try not to get excited and pump the desk. So narrowcasting is actually what we do. It is targeted marketing. And you can do that through various different means. Probably the most equipped online channel for narrowing down your target market, your audience, is Facebook and Google. So with Facebook, you can target down on where people live, what their interests are, how old they are, what gender they are, when they last did something. Very similar on Google Ads as well. You're targeting search terms, you're targeting things that you know people have looked for that relate to your product. So you can really get down to the people that are going to be engaged with your product. Now, what this means is everybody's set up and thinks that particularly social media is free, and why should they have to pay to play? Well, actually, we've never ever been able before this point in time to so effectively direct our marketing. And I saw an example of this from a lady called Kat Howell, who runs I think our agency is called Social 8. Anyway, if you look up Facebook ad hacks on Facebook, it's a Facebook group. It's run by Kat Howell and her agency. And it is, if you're interested in Facebook ads, it's a really good resource. There's lots of information, lots of knowledge and hints and tips shared in there. But she did an example where she was at the Funnel Metrics conference. So don't worry about it if you don't know what that is. There's about 3,500 people in attendance at Funnel Metrics, and they decided to run an advert on Facebook. They would target a specific postcode area, so zip code, postcode area, and people who were interested in things like Funnel Metrics, Facebook advertising, online marketing, digital marketing. And when they got their audience, expected audience size, do you know what it came out at? 3,500. They were able to target the people at that conference, the specific audience that they wanted, and not have to be shown to anybody else. Now, if you're talking about broadcasting, your message goes out to thousands, hundreds of thousands of people across various TV channels, radio channels, whatever it might be. But how many of those are actually going to be engaged with your message? How many of those do you actually want to be talking to? And this is the real beauty of Facebook adverts, of social media, of email marketing, when they are done properly. Now, this is quite, I'm talking about quite advanced stuff here. This isn't the This isn't just a case of boosting a post on Facebook. This is things like having an advert on Facebook that drives people to your website, that gets them to download a PDF after they've put in their email address, which you are then able to put those people into a list because they've shown an interest in a specific topic, and you can then market to them around that topic or that product. So let's say you are, what could you, well, okay. Let's say you sell holidays and you create an advert on Facebook for a holiday in the Caribbean. And you might have top 10 tips when traveling to the Caribbean, or top 5 tips, or absolute essential items to pack on your trip to the Caribbean. Whatever it might be, you create a blog post on your website with that download link. Now, to access that down, so somebody will click on the link on the Facebook ad, they'll go over to your website, and before they get that PDF, you ask them for their email address. It's all GDPR compliant, obviously. You make sure that your website gives them the knowledge that they're signing up for a web for an email, and that they have double confirmation and all the rest of it. You can sort all of that out. So they click the link, they go to the website, you get their email address, and they then get sent the PDF of top 10 tips for traveling to the Caribbean. Now you know that they are interested in travel to the Caribbean, and they want a bit of help about what do they pack to go to those places. So you can then put them into a marketing cycle that sends them a bit more information about the Caribbean. Maybe you talk to them about specific islands. Maybe you talk to them about top attractions to see. Maybe you talk to them about the best ways to travel around the islands, whatever it might be. You can create all of that content to then market to them. And obviously, if you're talking, so say you choose a particular island, say you're talking to them about Jamaica, and you've done the top 10 things to visit in Jamaica. In there, you put a link to your travel website with your voyages, your trips, your flights, your hotels in Jamaica. It's pretty straightforward. You've built up this funnel. And you have very cleverly targeted just those people who have shown that they are interested in traveling to that place. That's how specific you can be. You can also target people on Facebook through age, gender, location, interests. You know, there's just a whole heap of it that you can be very, very specific. Now, this is where people start saying, but Facebook advertising is so expensive. It really isn't. You can advertise on Facebook for as little as £30 a week and still grow your business if you know what to do. And it's not hard to learn how to advertise to the right people. You will need to spend some time doing that. If you know, you'll have to set aside the time to learn how to do it, but once you've learned it, it's not that difficult. You can change your adverts quite easily, and you will start to drive business to your website or to your business, to your bricks and mortar store, whatever it might be. But in the grand scheme of things, £30 a week is not a big spend to be able to target those people so clearly and so precisely. You know, you'd be looking at tens of thousands of pounds to advertise on a broadcast channel. You'd be looking at a couple of £100, perhaps up to £1,000 to advertise on local radio. You know, there's a reason that people are constantly ringing around small businesses to get them to advertise, because especially in terms of local radio and local print, because the narrowed audience, you're not able to necessarily guarantee that so much on those marketing channels. Now, that's not to say that those marketing channels aren't relevant. They will be relevant for some brands, and they will have a really good return for some brands. But if you are looking to get a very narrow, specific audience, which if you've done your ideal client work, you will be, then online really is the place to be. If none of this makes any sense to you whatsoever, put a comment below. Let us know what you would like help with, and we will build a video around that for you. If you think that's not going to help you enough, get in touch. We offer training programs and consultancy, and we can come in and help you. But get in touch on hello@amypurser.com, or find me on LinkedIn. It's linkedin.com I think it's then slash in slash Amy Purser. Anyway, we'll put a link on the video. But get in touch with us. Let us know what you need help with. And hopefully we can get it sorted for you. Okay, guys, I hope that's been helpful around the difference between broadcasting and narrowcasting and why narrowcasting is actually a really good thing if you know how to use it. Anyway, have a good day.
You've been listening to the Social Networker podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Thank you.